Good evening, GWA. It's Saturday night. So, what else am I going to do but sit on my couch and answer silly questions for all of you? Because that's my life now, I think. I think that's just what we do. I thought I'd do a Proust questionnaire, because first of all, it's short, relatively easy. But also because this is the stuff that I really love listening to. You know, listening to AMAs and talks and Proust questionnaires and stuff that really kind of lets me get into the personalities of the people that I love listening to. Because all of you are so delightfully twisted. I love it. And you're silly. And it's something I really, really like about this community is that it's really accepting, and that the collective sense of humor is generally very good. So I thought I'd share, you know, and hopefully some people might enjoy listening to it, and you may get a little better idea of what's going on. I also need to turn my phone on silent, apparently, because I'm using it. And that is, it seems like a faux pas to me. Is that a faux pas? I don't know. So, okay, now we're on silent. So, and it was my dad sending me a text message, and that's just weird. Anyway, sorry. Perhaps that was a little further than you meant to go today. So the Proust questionnaire. And I've already wasted 2 minutes of this talking about nothing. So what's another 10 seconds among friends, right? Okay, what is your gender and sexual orientation? My gender obviously is male. My sexual orientation, I would say, is straight. Now, that being said, I would, you know, the whole thing with sexual orientation is it's such a weird continuum of stuff, you know? I mean, because I've taken, and I'll get into this more later, but I've taken a very wide approach to kind of sexual experience, especially in the last 10 years or so. And, oh yeah, I'm old, by the way. But I've taken kind of a shotgun approach to kind of my own sexual experience. And because of that, you know, some things have happened, and, you know, they are not things that I, you know, they are things that I did enjoy. But I would still definitely say that I am straight. I'm attracted pretty exclusively to women. But yeah, you get into situations. Things happen. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Quit looking at me like that. Quit it. Stop. Anyway, what gets me turned on? A lot of stuff, really. The thing that turns me on the most, I think, is someone's enthusiasm, someone's attitude, and their openness. Oh, that's a really good one. I hadn't thought of that. This is the third time I've tried to do this and been interrupted. So, openness and enthusiasm and attitude are really huge to me. To me, that can get really infectious and in a good way. Obviously. And, you know, I really feed off of that. And it really, really does get me turned on. I mean, if you're talking about, like, physical characteristics or whatever, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm a guy. I react to visual stimuli. But mostly, a lot of it is, like, when I'm talking to somebody, if their face is open, if their body is kind of open to me, that... those little ins are like that's what gets me going. So that's, that's, I like people who like to have fun, and that's huge. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? Openness and open-mindedness and what was the word I'm looking for? It's openness, really. I mean, I took the a long time ago. I took the attitude of if I don't try something, how do I know I don't like it? It's kind of like food, you know. Some people won't try a food because it looks weird or smells funny. I'll try it anyway because I'm like, well, if I don't try it, I won't know that I don't like it. So if I try it, maybe I'll like it. And I'll tell you, sexually, following that sort of strategy is really, I've liked probably 90% of everything that I've done. There have been a few things where I've been like, well, maybe I'm going to go ahead and once is enough for that one. But for the most part, just about everything I've tried, I've been like, yeah, I'd do that again. That was fun. What is your favorite sexual act? Kissing. Kissing, kissing, kissing. I can make out all night. Seriously. I don't know, maybe that, hopefully that counts as a sexual act, but really, ugh. I mean, without getting into more identifying characteristics than I would like to, my job requires that I make great use of the muscles of my mouth and jaw and tongue. I know you're all like, what the hell do you do that does that? I'll explain it in PMs if you'd like. But it requires that I make a lot of use of that. So I'm already kind of orally fixated into to kiss, and especially like that first kiss, the first time you touch lips with somebody and you feel their tongue for the first time, and oof, oh my God. Yeah. Yeah, that'll wow. Even just thinking about it starts to get me going. What qualities in a lover are most effective in seducing you? Well, I covered this a little bit earlier, but really a lot of it is kind of physical openness. A lot of my attraction to other people happens in my interaction with them. So like talking to people and bantering with them and talking back and forth, joking. I've said before in like online dating profiles and stuff, that one of the things that I really need is somebody who is quick, somebody who's who can really give me back, who can trade references or barbs or jokes or something like that back and forth with me really fast, because waiting for somebody else to catch up exhausts me. I'm just like a, but somebody who can like go back and forth with me, oh, that's so fucking hot to me. And then when that first kiss does happen, that first or that even just that first, like when a woman touches me on the arm or on the leg for the first time, and you look at them and you're like, oh yeah, oh, this is something that has possibilities. And it's been only recently that I've accepted that those are possibilities that do happen. So yeah, that really, that's what really gets me going. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? One that starts as soon as I see the person for the first time, whether it's that day, that night, whatever. I mean, it's going to be good when the buildup starts before either person realizes that they're going to actually have intercourse that night. Oh my God, my cat is being so obnoxious right now. Okay, so does anybody else have this problem? Like, my cat decides that my mouse pad is like the most comfortable place in the entire house for her to sit, which completely, ugh, such a little asshole. Go. She's like, no, my cat's like 17 pounds of dead weight right now. Yeah, she's enormous. Anyway, back to the topic. I'm sorry. I'm easily distracted, apparently. No, the best sexual encounters start long before the actual sex begins. I mean, it starts with, like I said, you know, people touching each other and people bantering back and forth and really kind of getting into each other's heads. And then the kissing starts, and then the touching starts, and then, and then, and then, and then, and ends. It doesn't end after one person, you know, after the guy gets off and has to take 5 minutes off before he starts again. You know, it ends with the cuddling and the play and the fun and the giggling and all of that crap. I mean, all of that stuff is part of the sexual encounter to me. And it's all, I mean, all of that stuff makes the actual sexy times part so much better to me. So yeah, that's a good sexual encounter. One that lasts all, not just all night, but all evening as well. When you want to feel sexy, what's your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? How do I prepare myself? Well, I take a shower. I do whatever grooming that I need to do. I like to try and keep things trimmed up. Because I'm Italian, I'm a relatively hairy guy, so I like to try and, you know, at least mitigate some level of, you know, the hair that I leave behind. I know, that's so sexy. Everybody wants such a huge piece of me now. I'm gonna finish this questionnaire and nobody is ever going to listen to anything I do ever again. Oh my god. You know, I take a shower, I shave my face, I, you know, put a little stuff in my hair, maybe a little cologne, a little. If anybody's listening to this and you're a guy, the key is a little cologne. You should smell it when they're close to you. Pro tip, guys, seriously. If you're halfway across the restaurant from me and I can smell your cologne, it's too much. It's way too much. Way, way, way too much. Chicks don't dig it. Anyway, sorry, a little PSA there for all zero guys who are going to listen to this. What my favorite color to wear, I've just been getting into, like, solid color dress shirts a lot lately. I usually just wear jeans and then, like, a fitted dress shirt. It's usually, like, in a blue or purple. Works for me. Also green to a certain extent, but mostly blue and purple. Those are really great for me. They just work with my coloring. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Could be a hero or heroine, an actor or actress, etc. Oh, God. You know, it's funny. This is like the third time I've tried this, and I still... and thinking about this particular question. So questions like this, it's like, I get brain lock. Because I'm like, oh, there's just so many. I mean, yeah, I mean, Jennifer Lawrence, right? Is that who we're all going for now? She's pretty ridiculous. I like, if we're talking actors, actresses, I like people who, again, going along with the general theme of this, people who seem to not mind, you know, kind of not taking themselves too seriously and, you know, just letting their own personality shine through. People like Jennifer Lawrence seems to be, oh God, the one that's really getting me, Alison Brie. Holy cow. Holy cow. Anyway, sorry. Who turns you on the most in your life? A crush, a significant other, a teacher, anyone in your life currently? I have a very, very good friend who... she will always be a friend and probably nothing more. But she is ridiculously beautiful, and we've gotten to the point where we have this friendship that's very affectionate. It is physically affectionate. It's not physically intimate, but it's physically affectionate. And I'm not afraid to say that I get pretty turned on by that. And she knows it, and she doesn't care. She's like, yeah, that's fine. It doesn't bug me. And, you know, she knows I'm not going to be hurt by it because she's, you know, denying me that. It's just part of our dynamic together, but she really does turn me on quite a bit. It's the first time I've really admitted that to anybody to that extent. I mean, her, she knows, like I said, she knows how I feel. And she's like, well, you know, sorry, that's not going to happen, but we can snuggle and that'll be great. And to me, that is great because I get off on it. Well, I mean, I don't get off on it, but I get off on it. You know what I mean? What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? I love to be called by my name. My name is a very common name. It is a name that probably, if you were to rank the top five names that people are given throughout the world, it is probably one of them. I've never actually looked that up. There's no actual, I haven't looked at the stat on that. I mean, I do have a phone in my hand and a laptop on my lap, so I could very easily look, but I'm also tremendously lazy, so I'm not going to do that. But I would say that my name is in the top five most common names, but still, it doesn't matter. I love to be called by my name during physical and sexual encounters. It's very hot. You know, I'm also partial to baby, honey, stuff like that. Daddy really doesn't work for me. I'm not that guy. And there's a lot of that going around on this sub. And, you know, it doesn't bug me or anything. It's just not my thing. Everybody's got their own things. So, yeah. I really just like being called by my name. What sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? Like no gag reflex, porn star size cum shots? I don't need to make that big a mess, really. Being super flexible, I do a lot of yoga. This is another one I've thought about a lot. That probably the ability to control my own orgasm, because I am ridiculously inconsistent. Sometimes I, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, yikes, oh, sorry. It's never that fast. But sometimes it's relatively quick, much more quick than I would hope. And sometimes, you know, no matter how long I go, I just get in my own head and I just can't make it happen. It's gotten better over the last several years, but really, just the fact that I have no idea when it's going to happen. Or sometimes, you know, it'll start, you'll feel it, you're like, oh, good, it's going to be soon. It's going to be soon. It's going to be soon. Really, it's going to be soon. For reals, it's going to be soon. Really? 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 I guess maybe it's not going to be so soon. Oh, it's going to be soon. And that's what happens. This is like my head when I'm about to come, until, you know, it gets short-circuited and all of a sudden I'm, you know, making a mess. So yeah, I guess that's probably a lot of what it would be. It would be the ability to kind of control when I come, either longer or shorter depending on the circumstances. How did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? I found out about GWA a long time ago. In fact, I can't even really remember how I found out about it. I really don't even remember how I stumbled on it. But I. why did I start posting? I've wanted to post for a really long time, but it was like, nobody wants to hear me jerk off. Come on now, really? And then I posted, and they're like, oh, no, we do want to hear you jerk off. I'm like, oh, well, look at that. There you go. And, you know, it's the response from people that keeps me posting. Much like most of you, I'm sure. I've got an exhibitionist streak a mile wide. And a voyeuristic streak a mile wide as well. And I think probably a lot of us share that, or we wouldn't be here. So that's what made me start posting. And that's what made me keep posting, really. What is your dirtiest fantasy? My dirtiest fantasy, and this is one of them that I still really haven't been able to do, is I like the idea of a pile of people. I really do. Just like a whole bunch of people all together, all having sex with each other, all actively involved with each other, all laughing and fucking and moaning and licking and kissing and sucking and all of that, all at the same time, all together, and just having a blast. And that's the biggest one for me. Yeah, that's really how it is. I don't have anything much more than that. I'm like, if I can make that happen ASAP, I'd be totally in. Kinkiest sex I've ever had, in detail, of course. Probably, the thing that really sticks out in my mind when I think about this is I was involved with somebody, 5 or 6 years ago, when I was living in a different state, who got me into the BDSM community in the city where I live, and she and I really kind of I wouldn't say we were well known in the community, but we had a lot of friends in the community, and you know, we would go to the BDSM club in that city on a relatively regular basis, every couple of weeks. And there was one time that we did a scene where I had her on a St. Andrew's cross and I had her restrained, and we had planned a lot of this out beforehand. And she was dressed accordingly, but she was just wearing like a tank top, a white tank top, and like white cotton panties. And there was a lot of like verbal domination stuff. I never really got into humiliation or anything like that, or being abusive, because that's where I kind of have to draw my own line. But there was some verbal stuff going on, and then I got out a knife and I cut her clothes off of her, what little she was wearing. I took out clothespins that I believe were on a string. I think I had them on a string that night. And I did clothespins all down around her breasts, on her nipples, and down the insides of her thighs. I think I put some on her pussy as well. I'm not clear as to what I did. It was a long time ago. I don't remember exactly where I put them, but I know there were a lot of them. I know it took me forever to put them on, and I know it took me about 10 seconds to take them all off, because that's the joy of putting the clothespins on a string. If you're into BDSM and you like clothespins, you like being pinchy, that's an awesome, awesome thing. Take the clothespins, put them on a string, let them sit, and then just pull the string. And they all come right off. And to the person who that's happening to, it hurts like a bitch. Yeah, hurts kind of a lot. But if they're into the pinchy, they dig it. It was pretty awesome. And then I think I took her into the next room and fucked her mercilessly for about the next 20 minutes. That was a good night. That was a night that people talked about for a while. And this was all in public as well. This was at the club. So, yeah, this isn't just in somebody's room. We were definitely being watched. That was really fucking hot. That's probably the kinkiest sex I've ever had. Favorite part of my body and why? This one's tough for me because I've got, I mean, I wouldn't say I have body issues, but I'm a guy whose weight has gone up and down and up and down, and right now it's on its way back up because I'm anxiety, whatever. But I'm a stress eater. I had a lot of stress. So, but yeah, so I get really weird about my body. But I think the my favorite part of my body is probably my smile, my eyes. I do have a really nice smile. I do feel like I've got really nice eyes. And that's what I use in my face and my eyes and all of that. Yeah, I would say that's definitely it. So that's all 15 questions. That was much more rambly and tangenty than I expected it to be. But you got to learn a little bit more about me. Hopefully you enjoyed it a little. And for those of you who stuck around to the end, you get a cookie. And the rest of you, you're not listening anymore anyway. So I'm going to put up another thing tomorrow morning, I think. I'm writing a script right now. So hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. And I will be coming for you later. Thanks.